back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's still Fridays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up, Sam?
Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Boy, you and Sandy are a top team. You got to win an award. You guys are so intellectual and so politically aware, I'm amazed.
The check is in the mail.
Anyhow, you know, you were talking about all the news and the bad news or the lies. The lies have cost us about 300,000 unnecessary deaths from COVID. They have cost us to put out guns like candy by fear. And if you want to prove the point of merit, challenge your listeners to call right-wing talk radio and see how fast they get on the air, if they get on the air, because they're going to be screened and it's got to be a topic that the host can handle. Unlike your station, Earl, where you call, and I welcome the CJs and all the opposition, because it's almost entertaining to listen to these people. There's no fact, there's no nothing, they just rely on emotion. But your station and Mike Crute, you're creating something special. I can see you guys have a syndication nationally like no other because you speak the truth, you have political awareness, and you have dignity. Thanks so much for you do.
I also have something they don't have. You know what that is?
What?
Sandy Williams.
All right.
You're right. You're right.
There's no question.
You're right.
Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Sam, who do we have up next?
Eric from Tulsa.
Hey, Eric, how you doing, man? It's always good to hear from you. You say what?
Yeah, hi, Mr. Ingram. Hi, Mr. Williams. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'd just like to make a couple of points, and then, you know, we can chat or I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I believe Tom has mentioned the immigration issue. And what's crazy is how they always want us to think that the migrants that come to this country all stay within a mile of the border and cause those states all kinds of problems, yet never highlight the fact that these, you know, preventing folks from traveling into our country hurts states like Wisconsin that are looking for work, that are looking for people that will do this work. They're coming here to do work, and they're not being allowed. So it's actually hurting our economy directly. And nobody ever brings that point up, obviously. Another thing I'd like to say is the Supreme Court ruling in 1973 actually created the right to individual privacy, I believe, not specifically abortion. And so we now have to consider all the other things of today's civil rights that are based on privacy that are going to be under attack next, which, you know, same-sex marriage, birth control, interracial marriages. They're discussing it all right now. And they're clearly not pro-life, but they're anti-choice. And the Democrats only don't raise this point more because they're afraid of losing the anti-choice members of their caucus, whereas the Republicans have weeded all those folks out by now. I also believe that, like we're talking about Iran's religious cabal, yet here in this, you know, in the land of the free, home of the brave, we've got five Supreme Court justices that are about to enforce their strict religious views on all of us. And how is this not a question of religion? A great point I heard the other day in regards to this is it illustrates the hypocrisy behind the anti-choice movement. Is when was the last time any of us were invited to a stillborn child's funeral? I'd like you to ask the anti-choice guests next week.
So hang on, because you're putting a lot out there, and I want Sandy to be able to respond, and you can have some dialogue with him. Sandy?
Well, you make good points all the way across the board, and you're right about Roe. I mean, Roe was the first case to decide that there was a right to privacy that was embedded in the 14th Amendment, and then it used that right to privacy as the basis for deciding that women had the right to abortions constitutionally. So it recognized a right to privacy and used that right as the basis for the decision. So you're right that if they're going to reverse the concept that there is such a right to privacy, then it will have an impact on all of the other decisions and rights that are based on that privacy right, because the Constitution doesn't use the word privacy. So it took until 1973 for the Supreme Court to decide that that concept was embedded in the other words.
So what were some of the other You had about four different.
The point about immigration to Wisconsin is a very good one, because I know that our agricultural workers in particular are largely immigrant labor, and the restriction on immigrant labor could have a significant impact on the agrarian part of our state economy. And furthermore, it's clear that, well, you know, the data is that the workforce of immigrants is a far younger cadre, like the data that was read by Earl earlier. And as our population materially ages, we end up with this problem of how do we support the retired baby boomers and the generation to follow them? How do we pay them Social Security? Who are the income earners that support them? And as the pyramid that used to exist when the baby boomers are at the bottom has now become inverted, upside down, and if we don't find a way to support them with new young workers, and that new young pipeline of workers is immigrants.
So hang on, because we
or unwanted babies.
Yeah, so hang on a second, because also, Sandy, we talked about this off the air. It's not just that these immigrants are going to come in and do the kind of jobs and restaurants and those, what is it called? The
service industry. Right.
Major industry is going to need those bodies too, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, the IT personnel and the stream of immigrants isn't just from south of the border. It comes from all parts of the world, and that's always been the source of industry in the United States. And the notion that we should cut it off again is unbased on any factual reality. And so I agree that with Eric that what we need to do is press people for facts. Facts about what was the fraud in the election, facts about what's wrong with the immigrant workforce, and what are the factual bases for making this such a top issue.
Eric?
Yes, I agree completely in what you said, too, about them being young. We're not even considering the fact that some of these folks are going to arrive as children of migrant laborers, but yet grow up to be scientists and teachers and legislators.
Yeah, absolutely.
And really quickly, I'd like to say, you know, earlier you were talking about how society bears down and things like that. But I'd like to ask, because this is a common thread in conversations, it's the white innocence magic. Is that who is it that's actually doing the oppressing? Is it the black community? Is it the Latinx community? The Muslim community? Women? Of course not. You know, it's white, cisgender, Christo fascist men and women who seek to oppress, subjugate, and dominate anybody that doesn't look, live, or worship like themselves. And we never speak of that. It's always society, like it's some kind of a natural phenomenon that oppression occurs in this nation.
You know what your problem is? You were exposed to CRT. You were trained.
You mean the truth.
Critical race theory. You spend too much time with that. Thank you very much.
My final question, Earl.
Okay, go ahead.
My final question I'd like to ask. And I'd really like to ask you.
That was a mild attempt at humor, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I get you. Of course. I appreciate that you recognize it. I do.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead, quickly.
I'd really like you to ask that guest next week, and quietly, don't say anything about it, but spring the question on how many stillborn funerals did he attend last
week? Well, listen, You can call in. Go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds great, Earl. I would love to.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would love to.
Quickly,
I'll listen for
quickly.
It. My last question is, I've asked this for 20 years because we always hear this drumbeat of China. In all of human history, how many major wars has China started? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right. Got to go to a break. We got to go to a break. I'll let Sandy respond on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Friday. Sandy Williams, you can join us. We'll be right back.